But if you have like two horses, did you feel the thing that went between the two wagons?
Yeah, tongue of the wagon. Yeah, it was wagon tongue there, and you had one on each side of the tongue. And then you held that wagon, the wagon tongue up, what they call a hame string. And it was fastened to the front of the horse's collar. And then you had your traces run back then to your single tree, and your single tree was on your double tree. That's what you pulled.
That's Latin to you, really.
Pretty much.
And me too, because I don't know much about anything like that.
It was a job to learn to, that's what everybody, all the boys done it, and a lot of the women done it. Hook up a horse, you take care of that. You could hook a mule up just as good as any man I ever saw.
I know she did.
And
she was a
girl when I was a boy coming along. I used to
have an old mule.
I worked for her daddy on the farm whenever he had something to do. I'd go up there and work on his farm. And she'd get right out there and she could work a mule the same as I could.
You know, you were telling me a little bit ago, people are like animals and people are like, there are some mean ones.
Yeah.
Like, if you had a mule that was really mean, did you have another word that you might call it mule?
No, I'd get in there with him with me a strap, and I'd wear him out.
But like, if you were telling somebody about him, and instead of saying, he's a mean mule, what other kind of mule might you say he is?
That would be about the gift of it. I'd say, well, that's a mean mule. If you had to watch him, he'd kick you, or he'd bite you. Now some of them would bite you. They'd bite you he'd walk by him, he'd just reach out and, I've seen horses that would just reach out and grab you with their teeth, and they'd bite the hunk out. And I've seen him when you walk up close to his heels, he'd haul off and kick at you too.
What about if somebody, when they would do things, they didn't really pay attention to what they were doing? Like somebody might do things kind of halfway, and you were trying to describe that person to somebody? What would you know to say that they're awful?
Well, you'd think he'd be awful careless.
Yeah.
With his work, he wasn't a good worker. He was a careless worker.
What if somebody was odd? What would you call him?
Call him an oddball.
An oddball.
Mm-hmm.
You maybe say that they were queer.
Yeah. Or off of the rocker.
Would that word mean anything else?
Well, it'd be maybe he wouldn't have all his marbles. It wouldn't be real bright. You find them along, and every now and then you find somebody that's not real bright.
Now they say he's grown bananas.
How about if, a minute ago we were talking about pouring milk in a bottle?
Uh-huh.
Well, if you wanted to cover the bottle, what might you put in there?
You put a bottle cap.
A bottle cap? What if you didn't have a bottle cap? If you had some kind of material that you could just kind of plug down in there.
Well, I guess you could manufacture your bottle cap if you was of mind to. Or you might take a piece of wax paper and put it over the top of your bottle and put a rubber band around it. The only thing the cap for is either hold that milk in or keep the dirt out of it. But the wax paper wouldn't hold the milk in, because it could spill out. But them caps, a bottle cap, it'll you can't spill it. It won't spill out.
What about with moonshine? Did they have any kind of cap?
No, they put that in just in an old bottle with a cork in it. And if they didn't have a cork, they had what we call cork wood. The wood here and it grows down in the woods and real. A lot of people call it cottonwood, And it's real soft. You just job one of them there, and it's just as good as a piece of cork. I mean, it's real light. Make a cork out of it, that'll hold it.
What about, if you had a nail and you were going to drive it in the wall, what would you use to drive it with?
Hammer. Mm-hmm. Hammer or a hatchet, whatever happened to have, and real handy.
What did nails come in something special?
No, you went and bought a pound of nails, and they put them in a sack, a paper sack.
What did they keep all the nails?
Keg, nail kegs. Uh-huh. Yeah, but you know a different size nails would be a keg of 8 pennies and a keg of 6 pennies, maybe a keg of 10 pennies, 20 penny nails.